Welcome back to our audio web blog entitled 2012 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, persecution.com. You can actually have Voice of the Martyrs send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out and share it with you, and pray for the nations and people that are indicated for the following week. Today we'll be covering Nepal, Pakistan, and Laos. Let me tell you about Nepal before I read what's going on there. From a little booklet called The Persecuted Church Global Report 2012, when we come to a new nation that we haven't covered in this book, I try to give you this information. And you can get this book yourself at persecution.com. Nepal has undergone immense change in the last few years as King Gyanendra was eventually pressured into reinstating parliament and restoring democracy to the country. A new prime minister elected in February 2011 was charged with drafting a new constitution by late May of 2011, a deadline that was missed. 353 out of 380 people groups in Nepal are unreached by the gospel. It's a Hindu country, 75% Hindu, Buddhist 16%, Christian 2.9%. It's one of the world's only Hindu kingdoms. An interim constitution adopted in 2007 declared the country a secular state, but religion remains extremely important in Nepal. There are an estimated 850,000 Christians in slightly less than 9,800 congregations in Nepal. Most of the persecution against Christians comes from militant Hindus and local Buddhist leaders. Proselytizing carries a 3-year jail penalty, but so far no one has been prosecuted. Marxism is also a growing danger for Christians. In 2011, Christians became concerned that Nepal's new constitution, which has not yet been finalized, would limit or ban evangelism. That's Nepal. Well, Christians in rural parts of Nepal received 2,000 Bibles in August. This is one of the rare good stories that I get to tell you. For many, it was the first Bible they ever owned. "Every member of our church now has the Bible," wrote one pastor in a thank you note. "As a pastor, it's very good to see all the believers carrying the Bible on Sunday." By the way, do you do that? "And reading it at home every day." Another pastor had only 35 Bibles for his church of more than 669 people. When VOM delivered 634 Bibles to him, he was amazed when he didn't have to pay anything for them. One church member who received a Bible, Saramaya, described how her family now sits down together to study the Word of God. "My son's been changed after reading the Bible. He loved Philippians 4:13. Well, praise God for his provision through those who sponsored the Bibles and carried out the distribution. And then in Pakistan, members of the Taliban kidnapped a young, low-caste Christian man and held him captive for 9 months. During that time, a man that we will call Yosef's captors asked him over and over to give in and deny Christ. Though he isn't bold by nature, Yosef, 28, never gave in, even after his cousin said he was interested in Islam and was released. At first, the Taliban members accused Yosef, a poor man, of being a foreign spy. From August until October, he was beaten every few days. He was also tortured with simulated drowning. Finally, his captors realized he would not yield, so they released him near his hometown near the Afghan border. Dirty, smelly, barely able to walk, Yusuf made his way back to his family. VOM's Pakistan team visited his family last week, and Yusuf is in rough shape, wrote our field worker. Pray for his recovery and for protection for his family. In Laos, a young Khmer woman has given in to pressure from her family to stop going to church and to stop talking to Christians. 17-year-old Phum became a Christian after attending church with a friend in Arunse province. Knowing that her family would disapprove, especially her older brother who works for the Lao Patriotic Party, she tried to hide where she went each Sunday. After about 2 months, Phum's family noticed her weekly disappearances. When they asked where she was going, she told them she'd become a Christian. They tried to dissuade her from practicing her faith by giving her chores to do on Sunday, trapping her in the house, even beating her. They also burned her Bible and hymn book. Phum resisted for several months, trying to sneak out of the house. Recently, however, she hasn't been to church in several weeks and hasn't spoken to believers. Please pray that her faith will remain intact as she goes through this difficult trial. And then pray in Israel for a VOM-supported evangelist who is reaching out to Muslims. Pray that the support he receives will enable him to reach those who are seeking Christ. I want to thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. Lord willing, we'll return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area representative for VOM, this is not an official VOM presentation. If you live in the northern Illinois area, would like me to come and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry, I'd be glad to do that. You can email me at diakonos3@gmail.com. God bless you today, and be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. God bless you. Bye-bye.